President Bush wants Catholics to vote for him. Yesterday in Dallas, he made a strong pitch for support at the annual convention of the Knights of Columbus. It is the world's largest Catholic lay organization. The president pushed a conservative social agenda and highlighted his opposition to abortion rights and gay marriage. The president has aggressively targeted the Catholic vote, which he narrowly lost in 2000. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The Knights of Columbus describes itself as a nonpartisan service organization, and its spokesman says it invited Mr. Bush, a Methodist, to speak as the president and not as a candidate. But it was hard to tell that yesterday. The Catholic audience of more than 2,000 gave the president the kind of reception usually heard at campaign pep rallies. And the leader of the Knights of Columbus, Supreme Knight Carl Anderson, kept it up as he formally introduced the president.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for restoring moral integrity to the office of the presidency.
And so went the entire event, with the president getting frequent standing ovations. He spoke of his faith-based initiative, which gives federal money to religious organizations that provide social services.
And so the faith-based initiative that I've launched recognizes the need to be separation of church and state. The state should never be the church, and the church certainly never be the state. But the state should never fear the good works of the church.
This was very much in keeping with a White House strategy to appeal to Catholics, who represent 1 in 5 voters nationally, with an even higher percentage in several key battleground states. In Dallas, Mr. Bush thanked the Knights of Columbus for fighting to keep the words "under God" in the Pledge of Allegiance, for defending the sanctity of marriage, and for promoting what he called the culture of life.
We're making progress here in America. Last November, I signed a law to end the brutal practice of partial birth abortion.
And the president spoke of his recent trip to the Vatican, his third visit with Pope John Paul II since Mr. Bush took office.
For those of you who have ever met him, you know, I'm telling you the truth when I tell you being in his presence is an awesome experience.
The president did not, however, mention that at that meeting, the Pope was critical of the war in Iraq and the abuse of Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib. Those issues were on the mind of 55-year-old Bill Betson, a Dallas school teacher and a Catholic, who marched on the sidewalk outside in protest of the president's visit. He held a large cardboard sign noting the Pope's opposition to the war and the death penalty, which the president backs.
President Bush has absolutely ignored what our Pope has entreated him to do personally regarding both the death penalty and the Iraq war. And to have a man who has so consistently ignored our Pope then have a place of respect where the knights listen to him is a tragedy.
Betson says he has problems with John Kerry as well, specifically Kerry's support for abortion rights, but he says Kerry is the better candidate because of a commitment to social justice. Back inside the Dallas Convention Center, Bush supporter Rick Munoz of Falls Church, Virginia, said he too looked at the issues important to him as a Catholic.
Well, all of the issues are important. Some are more important than others. And while I absolutely am against the death penalty, I also think there's a qualitative difference between executing a condemned murderer who has done wrong, although not the wrong to deserve death, and executing an unborn child who has done no wrong to anyone at all.
But Munoz and Betson demonstrate the reality that despite the ovations the Knights of Columbus Convention gave the president, that the group is not representative of American Catholics as a whole, but is much more conservative. Polls show that U.S. Catholics are divided, even on issues such as abortion, and no candidate can view this as a monolithic voting bloc. Don Gagne, NPR News in Dallas.